Septic fistula is a childbirth injury. It's the result of unrelieved obstructed labor, the kind of labor that if women were giving birth in the United States or another industrialized developed country would likely have a C-section and she wouldn't end up with a fistula. But for millions of women that give birth at home without access to emergency obstetric care, this injury can result. It basically is an injury that leaves women incontinent. That's the bad news. The good news is, though, surgery in the hands of a literally trained surgeon, the holes that create the incontinence can be sewn up and the woman can be given back her health.
Tell us about this new program in Kenya, Action on Fistula.
We are so thrilled. We've just kicked off a partnership last month in May with Astellas Pharmaceutical out of Europe. And what it is we are going to be spending 1.5 million euros, which is a little over $2 million, over 3 years, targeting to Kenya exclusively. And what we've got is really a three-pronged approach. One, we're going to be treating women with this injury. We hope to treat at least 1,200 women in that 3 years. We're going to be training fistula surgeons through FIGO, which is the French acronym for the International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics. And we're going to be pursuing really quite robust outreach efforts to encourage women that are living in remote rural areas that may not know that treatment exists and that treatment's available to them for free in this case, to seek treatment at facilities throughout Kenya. Part of the design of the program with both the robust outreach program as well as the surgeon training is that we will get more surgeons trained to confront this issue in coming years as well. So it's both the short term and the long term that we hope this program, Astellas Action on Fistula, will have an impact.
You talked about the physical aspects of the condition of fistula. What are some of the emotional and psychological effects of the condition?
The physical problem, incontinence, tends to unfortunately have far broader implications for a woman's mental health than one might suspect if you live in a developed country. Often these women are ostracized because of the leaking of bodily waste, urine and feces, sometimes feces, almost always urine, and without often hot running water and products that we would have in a developed country, pen pads or something like that to take care of it. The women, again, are too often ostracized, frequently left by their husband. The hospital in Ethiopia that's done the most of these surgeries documents that 90% of the women that enter the hospital for treatment are clinically depressed, which is understandable if you've been left by a husband and ostracized by your community. But this is, again, where treatment can make all the difference because a woman that goes through treatment often is in a ward with other women with this injury, starts to feel not alone from the minute she gets there, but then also treatment itself leads to health and return mental health as well.
Though this program, Action on Fistula, focuses on women in Kenya, how will it help other women in developing countries?
Our hope, certainly, with this program is that it provides us a model where we've got results that we can measure and demonstrate to others so that we can use this sort of go deep model in a country beyond Kenya. That what we do in Kenya can serve as a model for us going deep with more resources, integrated surgeon training, outreach, and treatment.